I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Two workers are dead after the boom of their truck apparently touched high-capacity power lines, igniting an explosion in southern Colorado this morning. Workers were taking soil samples near the Ray Nixon power plant south of Colorado Springs when the explosion occurred. The Colorado Springs Fire Department says a third worker was not injured. The Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration will investigate what happened. The federal agency that manages water in the West says southwestern states are facing an increasing risk of water shortages. As Luke Runyon reports, the agency is adding pressure to talks that have stalled over the Colorado River's future.
The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation says there's a more than 50% chance the Colorado River will be in an official shortage within 3 years without action from states that rely on the river. An extended drought and chronic overuse have sapped the river's largest reservoirs. Arizona and Nevada would be among the first to take cutbacks during a shortage. In a statement, Reclamation Commissioner Brenda Berman says states can't wait for a crisis to take action, and that water managers in the 7 states that draw from the river need to come up with plans to voluntarily cut back on water use. A Reclamation spokesperson says the agency has the authority to step in and dictate water policy to the states, but isn't explicitly threatening that at this time. I'm Luke Runyon.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.